the answers, and so it's generating discussion, which is ultimately good. We just hope that we're not putting wrong information out there, and you know, right. if Aaron's method of releasing those fish is works and is successful, that's fantastic. That's incredible. But if it's not, I'm hoping that there's not a lot of anglers that are going to go fish this winter and say, oh, well, Aaron released 12 perfect crappies, and now they're going to go sit in 40 foot all winter and catch fish all day thinking they're releasing them, and they're not. We're back to that whole problem again. It's a discussion that's been happening for a long time, and I hope we didn't just reverse 10 years going back to before we knew anything about barotrauma.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I think a lot of people are still learning what barotrauma is, and education was coming out the right way, and then to have some, you know, to have this video, I think the timing is terrible on it. But I wanted to ask you, Jeremy, one thing with Aaron's video. He used that demonstration in the fish tank there with the plastic bag, and you know, Mark Bocciagalupi and we have discussed descending devices quite a bit, and particularly I've discussed them with lake trout because I think lake trout can handle going up and down a lot better than maybe a walleye or a crappie based on how they're built. When he says that if you can get that fish back down, he's essentially making the case for a descending device for crappies, right? But personally, I'm not sold on that theory. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think, again, I can't say that it's you know, solves the problem. But one thing I would say is that, you know, take crappies out of it, you know, start dealing with bigger fish that you might not be harvesting, a big pike, a big trout, a big muskie, big walleye, for example, big smallmouth. If you catch a fish that just won't release, I mean, it happens. It's just the bottom line. So can a descending device indeed get the fish down to depth and the fish can recover? So I think that's something we certainly want to look at and understand if this, you know, can reduce the mortality rate, or you know, just make it,
give them a chance, yeah. Anyway,
I mean, I'm kind of losing my train of thought here, but the idea is that you just want to make sure that it's a better case scenario than leaving the fish floating on the surface.
I'm not trying to make the case against them. I guess I misworded my question, but because I'm in favor of it. I think a fish like a lake trout it's going to be more beneficial for than say a crappie or a walleye. But if you do have one that is exhibiting signs of barotrauma and you want to try to get it back down, of course use it. Don't fizz it. That doesn't work. That's not going to be a cure for it. But a descending device would at least be a chance. But again, it comes back to that education of knowing that whether you get that fish back down once it's gone through that situation, what kind of damage has been done. So that, I guess I was curious to see, you know, like how much his theory of that, of getting the fish back down and letting it self-regulate again and the getting the swim bladder back down to size, like if that holds water.
Hang on.
Thank you very much. And maybe it does. All right, we got to go to the podcast. So if you're listening to this on the radio network, we're going to leave you right now, but we're going to continue this on the podcast right now. So go to our YouTube channel or download it at sportingjournalradio.com. Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com. Or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today is going to be another busy day in what's been a historically busy holiday travel season. ABC's Rena Roy is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The TSA says it's been steadily busy this holiday season with 2.4 million passengers or more each day since the 20th. They tell us that's more than last year and for a longer sustained period of time.
The weather's been a factor in travel. Ocean conditions are the concern in California. High surf warnings remain in effect. Emergency barriers have been built in Ventura, where 8 people have been taken to hospitals as extreme waves have battered the coast, triggered by Pacific storms. The Biden administration bypassed Congress and approved an emergency weapons sale to Israel for nearly $148 million. And the nation's homicide rate expected to be down 13% from a year ago, according to preliminary data from law enforcement agencies. This is ABC News. President Biden's ringing in the new year in the U.S. Virgin Islands before his re-election campaign heats up. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in St. Croix.
There's a lot of excitement here. The fact that President Biden is here, this is his second year in a row, but his time here last year marked the first time that a sitting president has visited St. Croix since Truman. So this really was a big moment for the island. We've been talking to a lot of locals here who've been preparing, anticipating more business because, you know, when the president travels, there's a lot of fanfare. There's a lot of support staff. We have seen a lot of Secret Service both on and off duty around the island. Some roads are closed. Generally, this means that there has to be preparations in place, and that can give a little bit of a boost to business.
A Republican state representative in North Dakota is receiving more pressure to resign after comments he made to police officers who arrested him on a drunk driving charge. The Republican executive committee from Nico Rios' district said his language and slurs are not consistent with the party's beliefs and platform. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin voters could see some big changes in 2024 and beyond. Mike Moan explains.
New political boundaries are expected based on a state Supreme Court ruling, while some pro-democracy organizers hope for a different way of choosing candidates. Last week's court decision resulted in current legislative maps drawn up by Republicans being tossed out over arguments they were unconstitutional. Researchers have long noted that Wisconsin has some of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Bob Moline with the Western Wisconsin group Grow Action says he's happy with the outcome. He hopes the state takes things a step further by adopting Final Five voting.
It reduces the incentives that create those toxic, hate-filled campaign ads. It reduces the incentives that reward gridlock and extremism in our elections today.
The process essentially creates a nonpartisan primary, with the top five vote-getters moving on to the general election. In that second step, a ranked-choice style system would be used. Analysts say a potential setback under this approach is voters not being able to discern between moderate and extreme candidates. As for redistricting changes, Moline says it wouldn't be surprising to see Republicans appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. But he says he's still hopeful Wisconsin voters will soon get a chance to cast their ballots under updated boundaries.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Policymakers have a couple of weeks to submit new maps that will be reviewed by court-appointed consultants. Republican leaders have insisted their methods in creating the maps were fair and legal. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Packers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the border battle. The Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, New Year's Eve, inside the big glass box with huge speakers. In downtown Minneapolis, known as U.S. Bank Stadium, both teams at 7-8, still alive for a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
I think this is one of the best venues to go play a football game in. Their fans are very supportive of the home team, and they do a great job of making it chaotic for the opposing team, especially for opposing offenses.
College football, the Badgers are in Tampa getting ready for Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. Luke Fickell says to beat number 13th ranked LSU, he's counting on Wisconsin's offensive line.
You know, I really like where we are with those five guys, the Jack Nelsons and you know, Riley Malmans and Joe Hubers. It's played a lot of football. In particular, those guys have got to be tough, nasty dudes.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for mixed precipitation, becoming all snow, with fog in spots early today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 32, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow, lows level off around 24. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for snow, highs level off around 28. Mainly sunny skies Monday, with daytime highs approaching 31. 32 Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 29 Wednesday, 24 Thursday, and 27 on Friday. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 18.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka!
Turn up your radio, because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. We go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Of everybody that's involved with the show, It's Polka Time. We wish all of you out there a happy holiday season and a happy, happy new year. Kicking off our show today is Alan Balish and his orchestra and Auldang Syne on It's Polka Time. Thank you.
information about the sponsors of It's Polka Time and the free listing of polka organizations and publications is just a click away. Set your browser to www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspolkatime.com.
Hi, everybody, this is Jimmy Stir, and I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Time.
Another year is on its way. Happy New Year. everyone. Dance and sing, it's fun, fun, fun. Twirl your partner round and round to this happy polka sound.
Taken from a long-lost 45 RPM record, music of the General, the Polka General, Little Richard and the Polka All-Stars with the Happy New Year Polka. Before that, we heard Jimmy Sterna's orchestra with Auld Lang Syne. And kicking off our show today, Alan Volish and his orchestra and his rendition of Auld Lang Syne. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music, right now on It's Polka Time. And on behalf of everybody involved with the show It's Polka Time, we wish all of you out there a very happy new year. Well, yours truly, Craig Ebel, likes to hoist a few every now and then. And when I do, I designate a driver. And you should, too. If you're planning to party it up this year and bring in the brand new year, and you're planning to have any amount of alcohol whatsoever, designate a driver. Give somebody else the keys. A friendly reminder from all of us here at It's Polka Time.
Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jazba Poydem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da, la 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 La-Di-Da.
Polka favorites like Yasa Maiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections, including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology Forecast. Chance for mixed precipitation, becoming all snow, with fog in spots early today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 32, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow, lows level off around 24. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for snow, highs level off around 28. Mainly sunny skies Monday, with daytime highs approaching 31. 32 Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 29 Wednesday, 24 Thursday, and 27 on Friday. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 18.
It's Polka Time with Craigie Blues, heard on great radio stations all over Wisconsin, including today's favorites and yesterday's classics, 98.3 FM WCQM in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Real Country AM 1430 WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin. And Classic Hits AM 1450 WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
Chesky and his orchestra, and one he calls the Times Square Polka on It's Polka Time.
Bam. Friend Mr. Alex Meixner from his recording Alex Plays Button Box and Other Stuff, and a tune called Moonshiner on It's Polka Time. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. CPM is also the exclusive label for the finest in Midwest Dutchman-style recordings by the Deutschmeisters, the Jolly Fishermen, the Graniteers, the Stan Brenny Band, Laverne and the Starlights, and Bobby Roberts and his famous Dutchman Band. Visit sizemusic.com on the internet. That's www.sizemusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's a toll-free call. 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service has many of your favorite polka artists in stock. Call 877-479-5269 and receive your free catalog. That's toll-free, 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your premier source for old-time and polka music.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
Be sure and thank Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls for being a sponsor of It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel over WCQM.
Okay, let's see. www.itspoliticstime.com. No. www.itspolygamytime.com. www.itspomegranatetime.com. I don't think so. www.itsporcelaintime.com. Nope, I got it. www.itspolkatime.com. www.itspolkatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspolkatime.com.
Bye.
music from a very happy Louie and Yulch's polka band with a tune called the Good Luck Polka on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time. We wish all of you out there a very, very happy and prosperous new year. And don't forget, if you go out and party it up this year, you want to ring in the new year and you want to have a couple toddies, you can do so, but do so with a driver. If you're planning to have any amount of alcohol whatsoever ringing in the brand new year, designate a driver like I do. Do not drink and drive. A friendly reminder from all of us here at It's Polka Time. Here's music now of the Paula Brothers, and I feel a headache coming on.
I feel a headache coming on. I know that it's gonna last me all day long. I stopped in at 8 o'clock just to have a glass of beer, and at 6 this morning I'm still sitting here. Oh, tell me, what's this confusion in my brain that's causing me all this nausea and pain? Boy, I really must be crocked. I can't find my shoes and socks. That's why I feel a headache coming on. This is the end. I'm not drinking anymore. But I've said that 700 times before. Oh, my ears won't stop their ring. I see two of everything. And my stomach's really talking back to me.
To hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time at hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, It's Polka Time at hotmail.com.
Thank you. tried to get home last night. The road was so crooked and long. The fog was so thick and I had no light. In darkness and fog I went wrong. I felt my way along the fences. It's a good thing I had my senses. Oh, it took me all night to come home last night, but I had a wonderful time.
Goes back to the year 1973 with Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra featuring Dick Metko on the vocal, and It Took Me All Night to Get Home Last Night. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Right now, let's call upon Mr. Myron Florin along with the Lawrence Welk Orchestra and the Champagne Polka.
Dedications. It's polka time at hotmail.com. That's the address. Request and dedications. It's polka time at hotmail.com.
Making pretty music till the dawn. blink. Like the emerald currents in my head is splitting. Oh, wow, what do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though the cup was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Oh, nothing else to drink for me.
Music of A Force of Habit with Eric Noldkamper, featuring my good friend Mr. Mark Habit on the vocal, with a tune called Clink Clink. That's for you on It's Polka Time. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Log on to sizemusic.com and browse through a large selection of polka recordings by many of today's polka artists and yesterday's polka greats. Alphabetized for your convenience, you'll quickly find your favorite polka selections at sizemusic.com. Don't have access to a computer? Call 877-479-5269. And receive a free catalog. That's a toll-free call. 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service has many of your favorite polka artists in stock. Call 877-479-5269 and receive your free catalog. That's toll-free. 877-479-5269. Or visit sizemusic.com on the internet. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your premier source for old-time and polka music.
More of your favorite polka music with Craig Ebel on It's Polka Time after these commercial messages.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
If you're in the market for a new tractor, you need to do one little thing. Discover a tractor with best value in class, a two-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and backed by an award-winning dealer network. With some of the highest lift capacity and more standard features included than the competition, you need to check out TYM Tractors. Go to TYMOffers.com right now. Pick your tractor and the offer, and you decide if my idea was a great idea. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. You can thank me later.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for mixed precipitation to becoming all snow with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 32. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. Overcast skies tomorrow. Slight chance for snow. Highs level off around 28. Mainly sunny skies Monday with daytime highs approaching 31. 32 Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 29 Wednesday, 24 Thursday, and 27 on Friday. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 22.
So, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing.
This is your polka DJ, Craig Ebel, and I'll play you the widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. You'll hear the best and latest recordings the polka scene has to offer, as well as those old-time polkas and waltzes from days gone by. So tune into your polka DJ for 2 hours of your favorite polka music on It's Polka Time, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, over the Polka Jammer Network, the world leader in polka entertainment. music of the Canadian Fiddlesticks and Pass the Bromo on It's Polka Time.
I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. But this little song is more to the point. So roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it makes me a jolly good fella. I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it helps me unwind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, the vodka puts my mouth in gear. Well, this little refrain should help to explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Now when we're out on the town, my wife starts to frown as I sit there in my suit and tie. Well, she says I'm a goof as she sips her vermouth, and I yell as a waiter walks by.
Hey, waiter!
I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it helps me unwind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help to explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Well, last night I dreamed that I passed from this scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and it tasted like beer, but then they turned it all into wine.
Oh.
I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
He likes beer.
'Cause it helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Jägermeister puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help to explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Beer.